Turn, if you will, in your Bibles this morning to John 1. John chapter 1. A lot of changes are happening in our country today. We are changing that to the worst, I believe. We have cut Christmas out just about it everywhere. And it's just a holiday, but you know, even though the world tries to remove Christ completely out of the Christmas season, the Bible tells the beautiful story, and it's significant to each and every one of us. We do not want to forget it. Listen to what it says, and every message that I preach will be towards Christmas this month. John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend it. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you so much today for the wonderful time we can celebrate your birth. Heavenly Father, we thank you for what we've already heard this morning. And these children, Lord, as they sing joy to the world. Lord, I just thank you that you bring us joy, that you alone have the peace that we need. And God, this morning, if there's someone here that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, this morning they may come to trust you before it's too late. And Lord, those that do know you, Lord, may we spread the word that Christ has come. And Lord, we give you the praise, for it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. I guess you've been around long enough to have heard all the little Christmas jokes, but I just got to tell you one or two. Do you know what elves learn in school? They learn the alphabet. That was kind of corny, wasn't it? You know what they have for breakfast? Frosted Flakes. And let me ask you something real serious. Everybody's burning candles around Christmas time. Do you know which ones burn the longest, the red ones or the green ones? Neither. They all burn shorter. Now think about that. Matthew and Luke tells about the birth of Jesus Christ in time. They tell about it in time. But only John begins in eternity. You see, he sees Christmas from heaven's point of view. And I pray this morning that you can see Christmas from heaven's point of view. Jesus is the heavenly language. In the beginning was the Word. It tells us who Jesus is. He's here, and he's referred to as the Word. This is the written Word of God. Jesus Christ is the living Word of God, and the Word of God tells us all about Jesus Christ from beginning to the end. We read a scripture in the Old Testament a while ago, and Isaiah prophesied about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is in the beginning with God, and he's all the way through the Bible. What is the Word? It's the way we communicate, isn't it? We talk with words. Well, Jesus Christ is that living Word of God. It's God's revelation to man. He is here that we might know him. When he was born, it was God communicating his mind and his heart to a lost world. He was telling us about who Jesus Christ is, and he's communicating his word to us. Jesus simply was spelling himself out in a language that we could understand, that we could know. You see, words are made up of what? Letters. Jesus says, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, and all in between, Jesus Christ is. He talks about the communicating in His language. It says simply, in the beginning was the Word. I love that passage of Scripture. And the Word was God. You see, He was there in the beginning. Never think that Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. You see, He was in the very beginning. And the Bible teaches the pre-existence of Christ. He existed even before He was born. Isn't that amazing? God was in the beginning. Isaiah 9 verse 6, it says, unto us, think about that, unto us a child is born. Unto us a child is given. Unto you and I, you can't give that which has not previously existed. You see, He existed before Bethlehem. Jesus Christ was from the beginning. He was the Word. And it sets forth to us way before eternity. Jesus Christ was in the beginning. Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. And if you look in Genesis, the beginning when God created, He said, and the Word, He spoke the Word and said, let there be light. You know, we went to Noah's Ark this summer and we went there to see how big it was and all what it was all about. And inside the ark there, they had about creation. And they had man's view of creation, the world's view. And then they had God's view, or the Christian view. And the world's view tells you that this earth is billions and billions of years old. Now the Christian point of view is that it's a very young earth, that God created it in a very fast way. The beginning was eternity. Let me tell you something, though. The Word was with God. It doesn't matter if it's old, billions of years old, or just recently. Jesus Christ was the beginning. You see, He existed, and He shall ever exist with God and the Father, and the Spirit. Now, the Trinity is taught all through the Bible. I don't understand all of it. Folks, I don't understand a lot of things, but I believe in them. I was just telling my wife the other day, I don't see how we could exist without electricity. You turn it off for a little bit, and you think, man, we're in a mess. Everything in our ice box is going to thaw out and ruin. We get hot, we don't have the air blowing on us, and we just think, oh, that's a disaster, you see. Oh, I'm offline today, I just can't do any work, I can't get on my computer. You see, we think we're in a mess, and I don't understand the computer. I got this telephone, and I don't understand it. Just this morning, I pushed a button, or Zach pushed a button, and my phone lit up. He can push his button, my phone lights up. And his face is there. Now, he's thousands of miles away, but I can talk to him like he was sitting right here. And I can see what's going on around him. He just turns his telephone. I don't understand that, folks. But I believe it. You see? I don't understand everything about the Trinity or all about, but I know that God is in control. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. That's deity, you see. A little girl explained it this way, 3 and 1 and 1 and 3, and the one in the middle, He died for me. I believe that with all my heart. Jesus Christ died for me. Who is Jesus? Well, the Bible says he's the Word. Where did he come from? He was in the beginning, in eternity. What did he come to do? He said, no man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. He came to show us what God was like, you see. When he came into the world, he came to make the visible or the invisible God become visible through us, that we might see him and see God. If you want to know what God is like, Jesus says, look at me. If you want to know what God will do, Jesus says, look what I do and do that. If you want to know what God would say, look at what Jesus would say. Years ago, we had these little bracelets, what would Jesus do? And someone would say, well, you know, when I ask myself before I do anything, what would Jesus say? What would Jesus do about this situation? He would do exactly what God did. Now, that's not all that Jesus did, folks. Look at what it says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things that were made through him, in verse 3, not anything that was there made unless he made it. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in darkness. God came to us. The Bible says the Word was made flesh. You see, he already existed before Bethlehem, but Bethlehem, he was made flesh. He became one of us. God sent forth his Son in the fullness of time, when the time was just right. In God's time, not my time and not your time, but in God's time, the Bible says he sent Jesus Christ, made of a woman, made under the law. The reference is to the virgin birth when he was made flesh. He supernaturally became man. He was supernaturally born as a child. Does that make any difference? Oh, yes, it does. It makes a great difference whether he was born of a virgin. You see, if he had not been born of a virgin and had a human father, he wouldn't be God, would he? He would be just like you and I, have that fallen nature. If he had a fallen nature, then he couldn't have been perfect, could he? And if he couldn't have been perfect, then he couldn't have been the sacrifice on the cross for our sins. Yes, the virgin birth makes all the difference in the world. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, it says, he, the Father, has made him, Jesus, to be sin for us. We needed a sacrifice. We couldn't pay it. We're all sinners. But Jesus Christ, in God's time, came to be that perfect sacrifice for your sins and my sins, that we might have life. That's why he was born in the flesh. That's the story of Christmas, folks. Christ came out of eternity, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, died on the cross that we might have life eternal. The question is, do you have it this morning? Have you accepted that sacrifice for your sins and mine? You see, Jesus Christ is that heavenly language for you and I. The Bible says not only the heavenly language, he's the light in verse 4 that shines in darkness. Let me tell you something. We live in a dark world. And the Bible says, in him was the life and the light of man. Just this past week, everybody's celebrating Christmas now. For really, Thanksgiving was over with. They were celebrating Christmas. And I saw in one of the malls in Fort Worth or Arlington out there, they lit this big Christmas tree. And then they turned on that juice and all the lights came on. What a beautiful sight that is. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and he spoke And guess what? He turned on all the heavenly lights. Amen. All the heavenly lights. If you stand out there on a dark night, you can just look up there at all the stars. You know, God turned them on, folks. Somebody says, you know, wonder when they'll go out when God turns them out. It's just that simple. Man, I have a simple mind, but I know that God turned them on and he can turn them out, you see. Romans 1:19 says, because that which may be made known of God is manifest in them, God has shown unto them. Everybody, folks, has a little bit of revelation about God. He says in verse 20, for the invisible things of him from creation of the world are clearly seen, and man has rejected the light of his conscience. You see, God shows us things, doesn't he? He shows us himself. And we're living in a dark world, moral darkness, every kind of darkness all the way around, and no understanding of right and wrong. Man, I tell you what, I'm glad I grew up with a father that knew, taught us right from wrong. I was going out of the nursing home yesterday, and, you know, when there's a lady behind you, man, you're supposed to open the door and let them go on through. Nowadays, that's not popular. You open the door, you let it slam in their face. But I don't do that because my daddy taught me better than that. And the lady said, man, I appreciate you keeping that door open. I said, you know, my daddy would have whooped me good if I hadn't have done that. And she said, you had a daddy like mine, didn't you? And I said, he taught us right from wrong. And he said, my way is the right way. If I lead you astray, I'll pay for it. But if you don't do what I say, you're going to pay for it. So I did what he said, you know. And we took that at heart. God shows us his son. He shows us the light and the revelation that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And yet the world in darkness rejects him. Now we have people all day long that will talk on all kinds of subjects about Christ Jesus. But when it comes down to the revelation of Jesus Christ being God, oh, they just don't want to talk about that. You see, Jesus is heaven's light. And he's shining. He's the true light. You can't turn him out. He's heaven's light. The world has tried to turn him out many times, but he is the light. And he is the Christ in Christmas. And if you want a Christmas this year like you've never had before, you let Christ be the center of your life and let him shine in your life. You see, he's heaven's language. He's heaven's light. And he's heaven's life. Look at verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Christ is the source of life throughout this universe. Nothing here that he hasn't made. You look around at the beauties of our world. Somebody was telling me the other day, oh, you ought to live in Colorado, man. There's just mountains up there. I said, yeah, it's pretty good. You can't see them right now. The snow's blowing hard. You ought to live in East Texas where there's pine trees, but you can't enjoy them all the time because you're sneezing all the time. You know, you just got to pick out the best of both worlds and live right here. But if you live in Christ, folks, he is that heaven's life. You see, he created it all. He created everything. We also know we are surrounded by something called death. We're made aware of death. All the beautiful flowers that we see, man, we had some beautiful flowers. Someone sent us a bulb, and Rhonda planted that thing in a pot. And you know what? In 2 or 3 days, man, that thing was growing. I thought I was going to have to raise the roof for a while. It was growing so fast. But at, you know, after he got up there, it's beautiful red flowers. And then about 3 weeks later, they're dead. You know, we're surrounded by death. Trees, they grow and die. Leaves, they turn colors and die. Fall to the ground. Your loved ones, you know, we have to give them up, don't we? To this thing called death. And all of us are getting older and older each day. You know, if you believe what the Bible says, you'll have a life that you can live for all eternity. Wouldn't you like that this morning in your life? A life that you can live for all eternity. The Bible says over in Revelation, no more sickness, no more pain, no more suffering, no more death. You know, we shall be with God and He shall be with us and we shall be His people and He will be our God. Heard a story one time, is a sad story. This man lived his life, an old infidel. He was lost. He didn't want to believe in Christ. He didn't want to go to church. He had a wonderful little daughter. Her little daughter was a beautiful little girl growing up, and she got sick. But she had a wonderful mother who loved God and told her about God. A father couldn't care less about God. But the little girl was dying. And as she was about to die, she said, "Father, do you want me to trust your faith or mother's faith?" Big old tears came to his eyes. He said, "Daughter, trust your mother's faith. Mine does no good. Mine is no good. Trust your mother's faith." Folks, our faith has to be in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the life. He's the light to all men. Christ is Christmas. The Christ in Christmas means that you and I are dead in our trespasses and sin. For the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And it says the wages of that sin is death. But the gift of God, isn't that great? But the gift of God. But the gift of God is life, eternity in Christ Jesus. The Bible says if you will ask Him to come into your heart, He will come in. And He'll give you new life. Listen to what it says, "But as many as receive Him, to them gave He power or authority to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name." It's not good enough to believe in Jesus. You have to believe on Jesus. You have to put your life in Jesus. And when you do, He will do His part and hold you up and give you life eternal. You see, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John, and John said, "Behold, the Son of God who takes away the sins of the world." Christ is Christmas. Would you put your faith in Him this morning? Would you give your life to Him this morning? You may be here and you've never trusted Him as your Lord and Savior. He wants you to come to Him. Just like a little child, simple faith in Christ, saying, "Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I need a Savior. And you're that Savior. Would you come into my heart and live within me?" Friends, He will. And He'll give you the true joy of Christmas this year. You can't have a Christmas if you don't have Christ. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your blessings. We thank you, Lord, that we can come at this time just trusting you. Lord, if there's someone here for some reason needs to recommit their life to you, Lord, let them come. Lord, there's someone here looking for a church home, and this is the place you sent them. Let them come. But whatever decision we need to make, let us make sure that we put our faith in you this morning. For it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen.